I'm Robert Siegel, and joining me now to talk about Trent Lott's news conference and the controversy that he's tried to put an end to, I should think, are Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, and E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Kristol, first of all, you heard what Senator Lott had to say in his statement, and at least in the first couple of questions. Did he put this one to rest?
I doubt it. I mean, I take him at his word that he's contrite, and I don't personally believe that he's a bigoted man, and I feel sorry for him, frankly. But having said all that, he hasn't explained why he is the best of the 51 Republican senators to serve as the Republican leader for the next 2 years, and I doubt that he's convinced his colleagues, and I doubt, frankly, that he's convinced the White House that he's the man they want as Republican leader for the next 2 years.
When you say you doubt that he's convinced his colleagues, would you expect that, in part because of this episode, he'll be challenged for the leadership and might not win?
Well, he's been elected incoming leader, a majority leader already, so it would require someone to step forward and challenge him. There's not a routine election coming up in the next month or two. I do think no one wants to go first, you know, and it'll be interesting to see whether one of his colleagues steps up and says, either I challenge Senator Lott, or more likely, I'm not challenging Senator Lott. I have no personal ambitions, but I think Senator Lott should step down. And I guess I do expect that to happen over the next few days.
E.J. Dionne, what do you think?
Well, I agree with Bill that he's in trouble. And essentially, the reason I think that is all day today, the private conversations I had with Democrats were Democrats saying, gee, it would be good for Democrats if Trent Lott could hang around for a while. And most Republicans know that. Most of the Republicans I talked to said, gee, wouldn't somebody like Senator Bill Frist make a great Republican leader? And so I think what you have is, first, a group of conservatives. And this story, in a large part, was driven by conservatives who were critical of Lott, including Bill Kristol.
Bill Kristol is with us, yes.
Where they said, look, this is unacceptable. And so I don't think he's reassured any of them, certainly not the one sitting in this studio. Secondly, as a political matter, I think a lot of Republicans say, we really don't want to carry this baggage. Will the Democrats be able to turn Trent Lott into a new version of Newt Gingrich? Democrats certainly think that, and I think Republicans are very reluctant to face that for 2 years.
Well, what do you think of his quoting Paul Simon, the former senator from Illinois, or Jim Jeffords saying, you know, I understand what you were saying. I understand it was a lighthearted remark.
One of the reasons I think this story only built gradually is that senators tend to be very senatorial, and that means they tend to be very chummy and clubby, and they're actually friends inside this club. And so somebody like Jeffords' first instinct, and I just pick him out, or Senator Simon, would be, well, gee, there's this colleague under fire. I know him personally. He can't possibly be a racist. And so I think that's the first instinct of senators, and that's why the energy of the story came from outside the Senate.
Bill Kristol.
No, I think that's true, but they're testifying to his personal decency, and it doesn't really answer the question, should he be the majority leader of the Senate? Should he be the Republican leader of the Republican caucus for the next 2 years? And that, I think, is the problem. If Trent Lott needs testimonials that he's not a personally bigoted, mean-spirited man, he's careless in what he says, and maybe has absorbed a certain historical understanding that most of us don't share, but no one wants to pillory him. The question, again, is should he be Republican leader of the Senate for the next 2 years? And I'm struck, talking to Republicans, how few of them really look forward to that prospect with great relish. E.J. mentioned Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich stepped down after the 98 elections, but only after he was challenged by Bob Livingston, as we now recall. And I think the interesting question is, does another Republican senator have the nerve to stand up and challenge Senator Lott?
Well, the Republican we heard from yesterday, President Bush, seemed to be saying Senator Lott should do exactly what he's gone to Pascagoula and done. Senator Lott should do that. But he didn't suggest that he should cease being the leader of the Republicans in the Senate.
He didn't, though. He was pretty tough on Senator Lott. He didn't express confidence in Lott. He had Ari Fleischer, his spokesman, say, he doesn't think he should step down. But it was striking that President Bush, who could be quite generous and say, I know this man, he has a good heart, he has a good soul, he didn't say that about Senator Lott. He sort of left him out there to fend for himself. Now, to be fair to the president, Republican senators, Democratic senators, too, don't like the idea of the president selecting their leader for them. So I do think whatever private conversations Karl Rove is having with Republican senators like Bill Frist and Mitch McConnell and others, it's going to take a Republican senator stepping forward. The White House isn't going to step forward and say, Senator Lott, you must go. But I think one person to watch is Bill Frist from Tennessee, who's close to the White House, or Mitch McConnell, who's the incoming number two man in the Senate. Both of them would be obvious candidates, along with Don Nichols, to become leader if Lott is forced out.
E.J. Dionne, you have the last word on Senator Lott, and then I want to ask you both about something else that's happened.
Well, I think in a funny way, Senator Lott today underscored his problem, because if he had made a statement of this sort immediately, if he had said, whoops, I really did make a mistake, and had been this apologetic, he must have used the word apology about five or six times, he might have put this to bed, because it would have been a clear indication that he understood what he had done wrong. But he went day after day with very, very mild statements. He referred to the discarded policies of the past. Well, you discard things you like as well as things you don't like. Well, there was none of the strength of this. And I think, oddly, if he had done this right away, he might have helped himself. Now he just underscored his problem.
But one more footnote, Robert. Mm-hmm. I was very struck that Lott said today, I'm not going to resign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that his staff told the White House yesterday, if Senator Lott steps down as majority leader, as Republican leader, he will also step down from the Senate.
In other words, resign
from the Senate, leaving
a vacancy
which the Democratic governor of Mississippi will fill. So there's a lot of hardball going on behind the scenes. And Senator Lott is telling the White House, if you privately pressure me to step down, you're going to be dealing with a 50-50 Senate, not a 51-49 Senate. But it was striking to me today that Lott obscured the distinction between stepping down as majority leader and stepping down as senator.
And then we'd only be Lincoln Chafee away from another Democratic majority.
Well, I can't let two first-class Washington political writers go without asking you about what happened, quite coincidentally and unrelated, moments before all this, which was Henry Kissinger, who was to be the chairman of the commission that would look into September 11th, and who was supposed to, he was being asked to come clean about his client list, has stepped down from that job over his client list. This is after George Mishal, the Democrat who was on it, also declined to serve. First, Bill Kristol, what do you make of this?
Well, look, I have a high regard for both Kissinger and Mitchell, and I think they were reasonable choices to head this kind of commission, men of great experience, to look into what went wrong. And maybe we are being a little bit crazy in terms of disclosure and sort of heightened ethical standards if people like Kissinger and Mitchell feel they can't serve the country by serving on this kind of commission.
E.J. Dionne?
I think that he was in an untenable position, made all the more so when Mitchell resigned. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of a commission like this is to put, one of its purposes is to put an end to conspiracy theories, to make everyone feel comfortable that we know what happened and that we're comfortable enough that we do the right thing the next time. If Mr. Kissinger had taken this job without making these disclosures, when we know, without even looking at his client list, that he is indirectly involved with foreign governments all over the world, it really would have cast doubt on whatever this commission did. So I think he was going to do this eventually.
E.J. Dionne and Bill Kristol, who have been here just now talking about Henry Kissinger, incidentally, but they were really here for the announcement by Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi that he will not resign his post as leader of the Senate Republicans.